Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Then Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord. Sins of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. There are some stories in Scripture that are almost painful to listen to. For me, this story of Jesus and the Canaanite woman is one of them. It's just so jarring. So disorienting. Did Jesus really just refuse to heal someone because she didn't belong to the right socio-religious group and then proceed to call her a dog? But before you've even fully digested that unpleasant thought, you're surprised by the woman's response as well. You might expect her to be silenced or shamed by this harsh rejection, but no. She fires right back at Jesus, turning his own metaphor against him. Surprising, and yet Jesus has one more surprise in store for us still. Far from being offended by her cheeky response, he exclaims, "Woman, great is your faith." And then he changes his mind and heals her daughter after all. Is your neck hurting? I think we just got scriptural whiplash. Passages like these require us to take a closer look, to dig a little deeper, and even do some research. So let's do some of that now. First, it's important to understand the relationship between the Jews and the Gentiles. The Jews, the nation of Israel, were God's chosen people, chosen by God to show the whole world the way to righteousness. In Genesis, God says to Abraham, the father of the nation of Israel, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you so that you will be a blessing. In other words, God chose the Jewish people to bless the world, to be the forerunners, the examples, the city on a hill that would show the whole world what it looked like to have a living relationship with the one true God. In the words of theologian Janet Davis, God chose the few for the good of all. And from this special chosen nation came Jesus, the Word of God made flesh, the Savior and Redeemer of the world, born to faithful Jewish parents and raised to keep the Torah, the law. And just as God the Father chose the Israelite people to bless the whole world, so Jesus, the Son of God, chose to begin his ministry with the Jewish people, with his friends and families and neighbors. This is what Jesus is talking about when he says, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So this brings us back to our gospel story. Jesus and his faithful Jewish disciples are confronted by a woman who is Canaanite. In other words, not Jewish, but Gentile. And the Israelites and Canaanites, I should add, did not have very fuzzy feelings towards each other. They had between them a long history of violence and competition. So now we have some context for the harsh, blunt words that Jesus and this woman exchange. Not that it necessarily makes it any easier for us to hear. When the woman asks for healing for her daughter, Jesus replies, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." Jesus is speaking metaphorically, saying, "I came to minister first to the people of Israel, not to a people who scorn the Torah and worship false gods." These words echo something that Jesus said just a few chapters earlier in Matthew. Do not give to dogs what is holy. Do not throw your pearls before swine. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and then turn and tear you to pieces. Here, Jesus underlines the need to be a wise steward of the gifts you have been given, even apparently his own gifts of healing and ministry. Now, I do not think that by explaining some of the historical and theological background of the Jews and Gentiles, I can magically take the sting out of Jesus' harsh words to this woman. They are harsh and they do sting. But I think it's important to note that there is a whole lot going on here that we modern readers may be completely oblivious to, not being born in that context. And it's also helpful to know that this is not so much a rejection of this particular woman and her request as it is a commentary on two whole people groups with a long and complicated history. Okay, so now that we have that covered, we can move to the next twist in this story, the woman's response. Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. I so admire this woman. If someone ever called me a dog, I would certainly have a few choice words for them, but they wouldn't be this witty and on point. The Canaanite woman refuses to be shamed or silenced. Instead, without missing a beat, she fires back, using Jesus' own metaphor to show that even she, an outsider, a Gentile,
can be a grateful recipient of God's salvific grace. She insists that the healing love of God cannot be contained. It is not scarce, but abundant. Perhaps she has heard what happened when Jesus fed the 5,000, that not only was there enough for everyone, but there was more than enough, so that the disciples gathered up 12 baskets full of leftovers, of crumbs. Here is a woman who understands that the love, compassion, and power of Jesus is abundant and overflowing. This is why she can go so boldly to Jesus and beg that her daughter be healed. This is why she can speak to this great teacher and healer with such audacity. And this is why Jesus looks at her and exclaims, "Woman, great is your faith." She understood something that even the most well-educated scribes and Pharisees had missed, something that we all too often miss today, that God's grace is so expansive and infinite that it overcomes all barriers in its path, even barriers of race, culture, and history. She understood that God had always intended to share this salvation with the whole world, not just with the Israelites, but with all nations and peoples. In fact, this is what our Old Testament lesson from the prophet Isaiah is talking about. It says, "Thus says the Lord, soon my salvation will come, and the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, these I will bring to my holy mountain, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, I will gather others to them besides those already gathered." Neither you nor I has the right, in and of ourselves, to feast and celebrate at the table of the Lord. And yet, through Christ, that is exactly what God invites us to do. God has gathered us in, outcasts though we are. As one of the Eucharistic prayers says, "In Christ you have made us worthy to stand before you." So when we come to the Lord's table today, let us follow the example of the Canaanite woman in her boldness, in her determination, and in her deep faith in God's goodness. And let us feast with gratitude that we and all peoples have been gathered into the house of the Lord. Amen.